Continue our limud in Pirkei Avot, in Masechet Avot. We will try to conclude Perek Aleph tonight. We will try. I just want to share with you another story from the Sefer Anaf Etz Avot of Rav Ovadia Yosef Alav Shalom, in regards to the Mishnah that we were studying, yesterday, which is Lo matzati laguf tov mishetika, the art of silence, of knowing how to be quiet, of course, in a kind and humble way. And so Rav Ovadia Yosef, by the way, he doesn't need my haskamot or anything, obviously. His Sefer Anaf Etz Avot is mamash a compendium of so many sweet chidushim and many sweet stories. He was a he was a Gaon Batorah, and he was a Baki, not only in Shas and Kol HaTorah Kula, but the amount of stories that Rav Ovadia knew off the cuff is just legendary. So here he gathered many of them into this Sefer Anaf Etz Avot. So this is not a long story. Maaseh be'arav, and by the way, I would like to say this is a well-known story. I heard it annually, every year, by my father on Sukkot. He would say it to the Bet Knesset every Sukkot, and I'm sure everyone heard this story one time or another, but it's always good to repeat it. And sometimes maybe we don't even know the names of those in the story, and Rav Ovadia, of course, brings us who was involved. Maaseh be'arav HaKadosh Rabbi Yechiel Michin Mizlotshev. Rabbi Yechiel Michin Mizlotshev was the Talmid of the Magid Mimezrich. The Magid Mimezrich was the top Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov, Zechutam Tegen Alenu. So Rabbi Yechiel Michin Mizlotshev, Naflu lo tfilin yekarot birusha me'aviv agadol, ha-Magid Rabbi Yitzchak Midrohovitz. He inherited from his father, who was a big tzaddik, he inherited very precious tefillin. He got his tefillin from his father. Chasidim ashirim ratzu liknotam bekesef male. Many rich chasidim tried to persuade the rabbi to sell them that tefillin with a lot of money. Vehu lamrot matzavo hakalkali hakashe vehadachuk lo ava lishmoa miiska zo. Despite the fact that he was very poor and he could have used a large sum of money, yet he did not want to hear of it. He was not selling that tefillin at all. And we're not talking about tefillin that he wore. He had his own tefillin, but this special tefillin that he got from his father was, that's it. I'm not selling it. Ishto harabbanit iftzira bo shimkura tefillin litzorech parnasata. Many times his wife would tell him, listen, we need parnasa. Why don't you sell those tefillin? You can make a lot of money. כי היו לו תפילים אחרות להתפלל בהם. He had other tefillin to pray with. אך הוא עמד על דעתו וסירב למוכרן. He never gave in. He always kept it. It was very special and dear to him. שנה אחת, one year, לא היו אתרוגים בנמצא והגיע פרוס חג הסוכות. One year, it was very hard to find an etrog, and it's already 15 days before Sukkot. Sukkot is approaching. והנה איש בא ובידו אתרוג יפה ומהודר מאוד. And Rabbi Yechiel Michin Mizlotshev, זכותו תגן עלינו, he encountered a Jew who had with him a beautiful etrog. ודרש בעדו סכום גדול, and he was asking an exorbitant amount of money for it. And Rabbi Yechiel Michin really wanted that etrog. I mean, what is he not going to have an etrog of his own during the Chag? נאלץ רבי יחיאל מיכאל למכור התפילין של אביו. He had no choice. Reluctantly, he sold his father's תפילין בסכום נכבד for a large sum of money, וקנה את האתרוג בשמחה רבה. And he purchased that אתרוג with great joy. כשנודע הדבר לאשתו קצפה עליו מאוד. When his wife found out what he did, she got so upset with him. בנבטך רעבים ללחם ואת התפילין לא מחרת. Ata bishvil etrog macharta et tefillin haikarot. We were starving for bread and you still never sold those tefillin. And now for a etrog, you went ahead and you sold it. Did I say stole? I'm sorry, sold the tefillin. Berov ka'asa lakha et haetrog ubehemat za'am nashcha oto bimkom apitam. She was so upset, she took the etrog with her anger and she bit into it. Dafka from the top, you know, the pitom came off. Venifsal, obviously, there goes the etrog. Rabbi Chiel Michiel lo hotzi hege mipiv. This is the point of the story. He did not let a word out of his mouth. Afilu siman shel ka'as ukpeda lo hera. Even a sign of any kind of anger he did not show. Rak amar lifnei hamakom. Just one thing he said. He raised his eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this big tzaddik, and he said, Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, tefillin mehudarot kvar ein li. Beautiful tefillin, I don't have now. Etrog gasher gam ken ein li. A kosher etrog, I also don't have now. Hareni mekabelet gezeratcha be'ahava. I am accepting your decree with love. Lidekaas lo avo. I'm not going to allow myself to get upset and angry. Ve'et shalom habayit lo afer. I'm not going to ruin the peace at home. So he held himself, he controlled himself with that tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belel Chag HaSukkot, that night of Yom Tov, Nir'e Elav Aviv HaTzadik B'Chalom, his father, the great Tzadik, the owner of those tefillin, came to him in his dream, V'gilalo, and he revealed to him, Sh'amaaseh HaAcharon, She'kavash Et Yitzro, V'lo Yikpid, that last act that he did, that he controlled himself, and he was not makpid, he didn't get angry, Asaroshem Kabir B'Shamayim, made a tremendous, tumultuous uproar in Shamayim. It made a big commotion. Umikanu lehaba yushpa alav shefa rav v'parnasah tova. And from now on, you are going to get a shefa rav of parnasah from Shamayim velo yochsar lo kol tuv. He doesn't continue the story. I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure. And that is the point here. Lo matzati laguf tov mishetika. Like we mentioned yesterday in the Gemara in Chulin, Yasim atzmo keilem. And also, I didn't mention yesterday, the other famous ma'amar that the Gemara says over there in the same place, on the Pasuk, you all know this, Tole Eretz al Belima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends the entire world al Belima, on nothingness, right? Where planet Earth is suspended in the air. Amazing, right? But you know what is even more amazing? The Gemara says, al Belima. Tole eretz al mi shebolem piv b'sha'at meriva. Someone who knows to be bolem, to close his mouth at the time when he could easily, furiously get angry and, you know, and say sharp words and sharp lines, and yet he holds himself. U bolem piv, he closes his mouth. Tole eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now making the whole world exist bizchut that person. So that's something that I just wanted to also bring from the last Mishnah. And now we come to Mishnah Yudchet. Let me just check that I'm not skipping anything. Bear with me one moment here, Rabotai. Just want to make sure.
Rabbi.
Yes, Yecheskel. Very quickly. Okay, so let's continue. The last Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, al shelosha devarim, Haolam omed al hadin ve'al ha'emet ve'al ha'shalom. Al shelosha devarim haolam omed. The world stands on three things. Al hadin, justice. Al ha'emet, truth, truthfulness. And ve'al ha'shalom, and on peace. Shene'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Zechariah. Rabotai, I remind everyone to please kindly mute. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. Truth and justice and peace you shall judge in your gates, at your gates. You should know whenever it says in the Tanakh, well, I don't know if I should say whenever, but many times when it says she'arim, gates, it's referring to the bate din. It's referring to the courts. Like it says, shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol she'arecha. This was the way in the olden days that at the gate of the city, you would have the big beddin, the beddin agadol of that city. It would always be situated, it would be located at the entrance of the city. So therefore, when it says, emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem, at your gates, that means in your bate dinim, that was normally situated in the gates. Like we say in Eshet Chayil. What's the pasuk we say in Eshet Chayil? Noda b'she'arim ba'ala b'shivto im zikne aretz. Noda b'she'arim ba'ala. Her husband is known at the gates. What is he, a tax collector or is he a ticket collector that he's standing by the gates all the time? No. Noda b'she'arim, he's a dayan, he's known, he's well reputed in the bate dinim. Beshivto im zikne aretz, when he sits with the elders, with the rabbanim of the land. So you see again, the word she'arim is used for bate dinim. That's a common thing you'll see. Remember that. That's a key word to remember when you learn Tanakh. Right? Remember by Lot? It says, V'hu yoshev b'sha'ar ha'ir. Also, on that day he became a dayan. You know, Lot, he got smicha. Okay. So it says here, on three things, the world stands. I'm sure many times when we read this Mishnah, the second Mishnah in our Perek is still, you know, vaguely ringing in our mind. And we ask a question, wait a second, is there a machloket between Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel and Shimon HaTzadik? Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiarei Knesset HaGdolah, and he said, Al Shelosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvodah, Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim. Right? I'm sure everybody asks this question. What is this, a contradiction? Is this a machloket? He says, Al HaTorah, Ve'al HaAvodah, Ve'al Gemilut Chasadim. And he says, Al HaDin, Ve'al HaEmet, Ve'al HaShalom. And the simple answer, Rabotai, if you look in the Mefarshei HaMishnah, I think if you look in Tiferet Israel, he says this, and some of the other Mefarshim, Rabotai, let's just continue without questions today. Let's continue without questions today, please. We don't have much time. So the answer that is found in the Mefarshim is that when it says Al Shelosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, Al HaTorah ve'al HaAvodah ve'al Gemilut Chasadim, that means for what was the world created? What is the purpose for which the world is created? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what was the purpose? And Al Shelosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, the three main causes of the existence, reasons of the existence of the world, is Torah, Avodah, and Gemilut Chasadim. Over here, when Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is saying Al Shelosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, he's talking Al Adin ve'al Emet ve'al Shalom. He means, how does society maintain itself? What's a healthy society that can continue to exist in peace? So that we have to know is three things. Al Hadin ve'al Emet ve'al Shalom. There has to be justice. You have to have dayanim, where they take care of cases that come between disputes that come between people, and emet, people have to be truthful with each other, and shalom, and obviously there has to be peace. Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'arechem. I would like to share with you a chidush or a pirush that I saw in a sefer called Penine Avot. Penine Avot. We mentioned it earlier. So here, I'm going to read to you a nice pirush on this Mishnah that he says. Hachamranim omrim ki ha'olam nithava b'mikre al yede tnuat ha'atomim u'pgishatam ish et achiv. Ad shekiblu et atzura hanochechit. He says the materialistic scientists, if we may call them even scientists, they are the ones who say that the world, how did it come into existence? The world came into existence b'mikre, by accident. You hear that, Rabotai? You hear that? Me and you, we're just an accident of mutations. That's all we are, right? The eyes, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the teeth, the digestive system, the brain, the fingers, right? All that, that's just a mutational accident that happened with all kinds, when atoms met each other, and there was this big bang that brought about the world, and little by little, things evolved, or maybe even mutated randomly, as they say. That's how the world came into existence. Be surprised how many people live their entire life with this fallacy, with this foolishness, with this insane way of thinking about the existence of the world. Imagine a rachmanut. It's a rachmanut mamash on a person who lives on this planet and thinks that this planet is the result of random mutation. Can you imagine such a thing? What a lonely world that is to that person. What a lonely and accidental world. He probably doesn't have too much self-esteem either, because all the best he can do for himself is, I'm a good accident. That's all he is. Imagine living life believing in evolution. Rachamana li shezbinan velitzlan. Hashem should save us from such foolishness and lunacy. That's mamash. So, but unfortunately, there is such a theory that is rampant out there, which, by the way, little by little, lately, is being recognized one day at a time as the falsehood that it is. Be'ezrat Hashem, be'karov, ve'yad'u kol ha'amim safa achat u'vrura. All the nations of the world will know and recognize ve'aya Hashem echad u'shmo ech bayom ha'u, ye'a Hashem echad u'shmo echad. So look how this sefer over here, the Penine Avot, he brings this pirush, by the way, b'shem the Admor Mishtefanisht. Not such a well-known Admor, but he was a big tzaddik. His name was Rav Menachem Nachum Friedman. And he says this pirush. So, once again, they say the world came about with random encounters of atoms hitting upon each other. And there you get abracadabra, you get this world. Omnam shalosh teshuvot hegyoniyot litchot et divrehem. We can use three logical approaches to discharge, to refute their claim, he says. Number one, let's give it one word, order. Anu ro'im ki bateva shorer mishtar veseder. We see that there is a supreme order that is in control of nature. Something that is orderly, something that is organized. How can it be by accident? Imagine someone comes to your house and he looks at a notebook of your writings, of your thoughts, and you tell him, and he asks you, wow, are you the one who wrote that notebook? That's very nice. And you tell him, no, it's not me. You don't understand. Remember Hurricane Sandy? Yeah. So at that time, a lot of bottles, many bottles of ink were flying all around, and, you know, papers left and right. And after the old turmoil, it came out, this notebook, with all the words that were written inside. So either you would think he's joking, or you would think that there's something very seriously wrong with this person who believes that, right? It's ridiculous as can be. Says the Chovot HaLevavot, in his Shaar HaYichud, he says, that's nothing compared to how ridiculous it is to think that the Mishtar, the Seder, in this world came about by accident. Unbelievable. So that's one refutation, which, by the way, is possible and should be spoken about for hours and days and all the days of our life. But that's one approach. And the second approach is rules and laws. Okay, that's the second one. Bateva shorer din. in the nature, we have rules and regulations of nature. Like they call it laws of nature, right? The same scientist who believes in evolution, he uses the following words, laws of nature. You realize the irony? You realize how ridiculous that is? You believe the world came about by accident, and then you use the same, in the same sentence, you use the word laws? Can laws come about by accident? That's ridiculous, right? Bateva shorer din, chok kavua, peulot hateva poalim tamid beofen echad ubemida shava. There are laws of nature. For example, the law of gravity. Oy va'avoy lanu, if the law of gravity was not a law. Let's say gravity was a concept which, you know, one day, once in a while, it would just decide to take a little break and not exist. Oy va'avoy lanu, we would go flying in all directions, right? Baruch Hashem, right? That gravity is a law of gravity. What does that mean? Chok ve'lo ya'avo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chukei ha'teva. Chukei ha'teva means even the word in Hebrew, Rabotai. You see, in Hebrew, we don't have false words. There's no such a thing in Hebrew as evolution. The modern Hebrew didn't know what to do with that word, so evolutia, of course. Because in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have a word for evolution because you don't have a word for such a shtut, be'alma, right? What is the word for nature? Teva. You see, in English, the word nature, which comes from Latin, natur, is a word like the our Kadmonim told us that was a way to mask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cover him up. So we don't want to use the word Hashem. We don't want to use the word creator. Let's concoct this name, which is nature. Nature, nature this, nature that. Mother nature does this. Father time does that. Right? Another ridiculous way of talking. Instead of, if you look in the Gemara Rabotai, you never see such a word. You never. Look high and low throughout the entire Shas. You will never find the word Teva. No, there's no nature. You know how the Gemara discusses something that happens, quote unquote, natural? The Gemara says it's either bide shamayim or bide adam. That's what you have in the Gemara. You have either it's bide shamayim, sris bide shamayim, or sris chama. Ken, for example, there's no such a thing as the word nature. But even if we take the Hebrew word for nature, and besides the fact that everybody knows that Hateva is b'gematria Elokim, yafe meod, beautiful. But let's just take the word Teva. What does Teva mean? Teva means coin, like matbeya. Teva means it is impressed upon. Something is tavua. It means it is stamped. Now, if you see something stamped on a paper, is anybody going to think that that stamp came by itself? No, stamp means there was a stamper. There was a matbia. So the word teva points to a matbia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia. He coined laws of nature. So from the very fact that nature has laws, we see that it has to be, that there is a creator behind it. Ech efshar shesibot kochot ha'atomim ha'shonim tiye peulatam tamid beofen echad. How could it be that random acts of atoms and movements of atoms can just produce laws that stick forever and ever, that never change? So the second proof is the loyalty and the laws of nature. Okay? The third one is, let's call it one word, harmony. Harmony, everything works together in unison. Seder ha'olam haya yachol itavot rak im kol kochot ha'teva lepulotehem yelchu yachdav. The only way for this beautiful creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world can be is when everything works in harmony. Imagine there was a big machloket between the Shemesh and the Yareach. What would be, Rabotai? Oy va'avoy lanu. Oy va'avoy if there would be a fight between the sun and the moon. If, let's say, the moon decides all of a sudden, you know what? I had enough of this night guard business. I'm going to show up in the daytime and that's it. Can you imagine? Oh, no, 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 no. What do we say in the morning, Rabotai? What do we say, Rabotai? Yotzer or uvore choshech, ose shalom uvore etakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates light and he creates darkness. He makes peace and he creates everything. So Abotai, if you read quickly these words, there's a little question you might ask. Yotzer O is about creation. Bore Choshech is about creation, right? Ose Shalom, Uvore Et Hakol, Bore Et Hakol is about creation. Ose Shalom, he makes Shalom, Shalom Bayit. What does that have to do in the middle of creation? The answer is it's not talking about here, about Shalom between people. It's talking about Shalom in creation, the harmony. How everything works together. How each cell works together with the other cell. How each molecule works together with the other molecule. Each one knows its turn in time. When to give off. When to act upon and to give off what it has to give. Everything in this world is with harmony. And that is what makes the world possible. Ki im lo ken. Right? One force will fight with the other force and there will be chaos. You need them to be together in harmony. What the wind does, what gravity does, what the sun does is all in harmony. And that's how you have a world. הרי שעלינו להודות שיש סיבה אחת המכריחה אותם לפעול רק ככה ולא באופן אחר. How grateful we have to be that there is a great superpower, the superpower behind everything that brings everything into unity. הקדוש ברוך הוא is אחד and he's מאחד everything in this world. Why? He is the creator. He's ilata ilot vesibata sibot. So he says we can explain these three concepts into our Mishnah. What did we just say? The first one is the order. The second one is the rules and laws of nature. The third one is the harmony between all those laws. So he says, Al shelosha devarim ha'olam omed. It is with three things that the world is able to exist. Al ha'emet. What's emet? The truth. Chukei ha'teva hem emet tmidit velo mishtanim. They don't change. These are rules, these are laws that do not change. They stay loyal, right? The Chovot Alvavot, in one of his Cheshbonot HaNefesh, in Shal Cheshbon HaNefesh, Chovot Alvavot says a human being is supposed to observe how the laws of nature are loyal to their creator. Are loyal to Hashem. They don't do what they want. They do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Sasim usmechim la'asot retzon koneim. Po'el emet, shepe'ulato emet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emet, so what He created is emet. And in Hebrew, you know, when we say emet, it doesn't just mean truth. It means everlasting. It means loyal. The word ne'eman, ne'emanut in Hebrew, the shoresh is aleph mem. Aleph mem is the same shoresh as aleph mem taf, which is emet. Liyot ne'eman means to be amiti. So therefore, that's the first thing. Al ha'emet, the rules and the laws that stay steady in the world. The second one, al hadin, din v'chok kavua b'teva. You have dinim, you have order. Everything is organized, like a letter that is organized, like a body that is organized, like a table with food that is well organized. That's how this world, like it says elsewhere in Pirkei Avot, hakol metukan la seuda. This world is a seuda mesuderet. Everything is in orderly fashion. And what is the third one? Ve'al hashalom. That's the harmony, that's the peace that is between all the forces of nature, between all the creatures that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Nimtzenu lemedim mize ki ha'olam u'mechudash velo kadmon. From here, we see clearly that the world is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is ilat kol ha'ilot v'sibat kol ha'sibot. He is the cause of all causes. He is the reason of all reasons. So that's the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Rabotai, the minhag of Klal Yisrael when they finish a Mishnah is to say, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya Omer, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Did you ever ask yourself, what's the inyan? Why after a drasha or a shi'ur, in order to say Kaddish, and we definitely miss that these days, we're not zochet to have that just yet, But we always precede the Kaddish after a Shi'ur with the Braita of Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer. So much so, as he's the most popular Tana, I think. Everybody loves the Tana Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia, because that means, oh, finally he decided to finish, this guy who just didn't want to stop going on. They hear the name Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer, oh, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer, Baruch Abba, Ma Ata Omer. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, השם חפץ למען צדקו. So what's the reason that we say this braita? The answer is, because the Gemara tells us, the world stands, this is a Gemara at the end of Masechet Sota, the world stands on Kedusha de Sidra and the Kedusha of Agadeta, which means the world stands on the zechut of the Kedusha in Uva Letzion that we say, right? V'ata kadosh yeshev tehillot. And also the world stands on the zechut of the Kaddish after a shi'ur of Agada. That's what the Gemara says. Which means this is a shi'ur Torah that everybody is able to come. And that's a big Kiddush Hashem. And a big Kiddush Hashem calls for a Kaddish. But there is a technicality that we have to remember. And the technicality is, Kaddish can only be said after a pasuk was expounded upon by either the Tanaim or the Amoraim. Which means you need to say a pasuk with the drasha on the pasuk. So for example, this Mishnah, Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Lefichach Yirba Lahem Torah Mitzvot, right? And where did he derive this from? This teaching that he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring many merits on Israel, so therefore he gave them many mitzvot. Shene'emar Hashem Chafetz Leman Tzidko Yagdil Torah Ve'yadir. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to make Am Yisrael meritorious, and that's why he increased the Torah, he made the Torah very big. So what do you see here? You have a teaching on a Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Navi, as expounded upon by Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. That warrants a Kaddish. So many times when you have a shiur, let's say it's a shiur in the Gemara, or it's a shiur in Mishnayot, or whatever it may be, we're not always guaranteed that in the context of that particular shiur, was there a drasha that was expounding upon a pasuk. Maybe it was just a concept that was developed without mentioning a pasuk, or maybe it was just translation of psukim, or whatever it may be. You know, you could go many pages in a Gemara, which is just, you know, halachot, without specific psukim being explained. That is not enough for Kaddish. For Kaddish, you need a gadeta that is explaining a pasuk, a drasha on a pasuk. So, you know, he brings over here in the Sefer Yalkut HaGershuni, he brings over here something very interesting. From the Tosfot Yom Tov, the Tosfot Yom Tov says that B'mishnat Tevaryanit En Sham Pasuk. The Tosfot Yom Tov brings down that on this last Mishnah that we just learned, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Al Shelosha Devarim Ha'olam Omed, Al Adin Ve'al Ha'emet Ve'al Ha'Shalom, Shene'emar, Emet U'Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'arechem. If you look in the Tosfot Yom Tov, he brings a different version of the Mishnah. He calls it Mishnah Tevaryanit. The manuscripts in Teveria of the Mishnayot of Pirkei Avot did not have this pasuk at the end of the Mishnah. The last word of the Mishnah was Al Adin Ve'al Ha'emet Ve'al Ha'Shalom. Period. It didn't say Shene'emar Emet U'Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'arechem. So the Yalkut HaGershuni says, you know what the proof to that girsa is? The fact that the minhag of Klal Yisrael developed after the chapter, after the perek of Pirkei Avot, they say Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer. See, if let's say we have the pasuk as we have it in our girsa, there's no need to say Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia Omer, because here we have Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. He says a drasha, a word of musar, as expounded on the pasuk Shene'emar Emet U'Mishpat Shalom Shiftu B'Sha'arechem. That's it. That's all you need for Kaddish. Now you could say Kaddish. You don't have to bring in Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia. So that's a proof to the girsa that actually did not have that pasuk as the end of the Mishnah. However, the most the girsa that is most found in all the Mishnayot, as we can see in our Sidurim. I think all Sidurim have this girsa, which does bring the pasuk of Emet u'Mishpat Shalom Shiftu b'Shaarechem. So although yes, you can say Kaddish right away after this Mishnah, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to always stick to the same one. Lo plug Amrei Rabbanan. All the time, we should always make sure we say Rabbi Hananya, because not every perek in the Mishnayot ends off with a pasuk like that, and that's the reason we are noheg, even after this Mishnah, to say Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia. Okay, Rabotai?